So the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah about the four fast days, the Tzom HaRevi, the Tzom HaChamishi, Yevam Wasasun Wasimcha. So the four fast days, generally Yom Kippur is Daraisa, you have Yud Zayin Tammuz, and you have Yud Zayin and Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Tavis. Those are the four fast days. So we know there's a famous, and the Gemara goes to the different levels, that when it's a chova, when you have a religious persecution or Beis HaMikdash, you have a Beis HaMikdash, it's a feast, and in between time like that, Ratu Misana, Ratu Enu, Sana Midina Gemara, it's optional. So there's a famous Avidrum. The Avidrum writes that if Asar Batei was fought on Shabbos, we'd fear because it says Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. So that's a whole big discussion. Actually, Rav Salbeishik, Rav Shechter claim, says that it was a mistake, he never said it. On the other hand, Rav Chaim seems doesn't quote the Avidrum, but he quotes the Bahag saying this Shita. So either he wants to get pshat in this Shita of the Avidrum, or whoever is saying, assuming the Shita exists, what's pshat? That if Asar B'Tavis would fall on Shabbos, one would have to fast. Why is this fast different than Tisha B'Av, Yud Zayin Tammuz? So, there's a famous Rav Chaim, it's a famous Chasam Sofer, he has a different pshat, but the Rav Chaim writes is because normally, where do we find fasting on Shabbos? Generally, we don't. However, a tainis chalom, if you have a tainis chalom, you have a bad dream, a very bad dream, you're allowed to even fast on Shabbos. You don't generally fast on Shabbos. Why don't we wait until Sunday to fast for the tainis chalom? Of course, you might have to make up for fasting on Shabbos. You might have to fast another day. But why don't we just push you up to Sunday? Because tainis chalom means you're shaking them now. This is the time where you have to be fast for it to help. So, in other words, when there's no other option, so then you could fast them. Generally, you have options. People like options in life. But if you have options, you don't have to fast on Shabbos. In a case where there's no options, so then you have to fast on Shabbos, like a tiny chalom. So that's what Rav Chaim says about Asar B'Tavis. There's no options. It says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So normally, I'd say you push it off to Sunday. But since you have to fast Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so therefore, there is no choice. So therefore, that's why Asar B'Tavis would be different than the other three fast days. So the other three fast days, he basically works as well with the Minchas Chinuch Yisod. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Why don't we fast on Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos? Why it's only Pashtus? Let's assume. It's a lot of assumptions, but according to the Rash, but it's the rice of the fast, so then, okay, so then there's nothing to talk about. But according to, if you assume it's a Bitul Oneg Shabbos, versus the fast is Nidibrei Kabbalah, so why would one win over the other? So the Minchas Chinuch has a famous answer, because if you look at the Navi, never gave a date. The Navi only gave a month. Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi. It was Chazal that gave the date. In fact, we find in the Gemara, you have debates. What is the exact date? So we see, so that's what he says. If it was an exact date, so then maybe we would do it on Shabbos. But since this is the month, and I get to pick the date, so I never have to do it on Shabbos. However, by Asar B'Tavis, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is telling me, if you weren't that way, it means Dafka on the 10th of Tavis. So that's why it's different than the other fast days. And that's why I would have to fast on Asar B'Tavis. So that's why, however, according to the Minchas Chinuch, that's what he would argue. I mean, unless, or anyone else who would say, even though that since the date, they would hold that, you know, is the date also. Even if I saw Rav Tavis, the Minchas Chinuch seems to say that you could fast on any day. In fact, there might be a debate as well. I mean, if it was the fifth of Tavis, because that's the time in Bava where they heard about it, about the destruction. So either way, so it seems to be a Minchas Chinuch and Avidrum, whether Asar B'Tavis, the Minchas Chinuch has the general rule, they all have, even the dates aren't midivrei Kabbalah. And what the Abhidram says it is, and therefore, according to Abhidram, you can't push it off on, you can't push it off, you have to fast on the Shabbos day. As we mentioned, those who say even the Abhidram agrees you don't fast on Shabbos, his chiddush is that you don't even have to fast on Sunday. In other words, it's going to be a kula and a chumra. In other words, according to the way the Abhid, depends what how you learn the Abhidram. What is he saying, a chumra? There's no other option, so therefore I have to fast today. Or do I say, no, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh has to be on the 10th of Tevis, but since on the 10th of Tevis it's Shabbos, I'm not allowed to fast, so then that's it. By Tainis Chalom, I'll have to answer why, you know, Tainis Chalom is different. But he's saying is, the Chiddush is, it's Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, but since you can't fast on Shabbos, that's a given, so therefore you don't fast at all. And the Abhidram says, no, it's not a given, it's only a given because it's Rav Chaim says there's no other options. But if there's, it's because there are other options, since there's no other options here, therefore you do fast on Shabbos. So therefore, Lamaisa, there is no Lamaisa since it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, we do fast on Friday. In fact, that's what, you know, and that's what we do, that's what we do this year on Friday. We're actually going to say Anenu in the Shemona Esrei. We're gonna read Kriya Satorah as well. Vayechal on both Shacharis and Mincha, so it's an unusual type of Friday. We'll have to daven Mincha a little bit earlier because we're gonna have Kriya Satorah. However, because it's Friday, we're not gonna say, we're still gonna skip the Tachanun, and then by Mincha we're not gonna do Avinu Malkeinu either, I believe. And therefore, that's the uniqueness of Asara B'Tevis on when it falls out on Friday.